Conservationists are suing the federal government to prevent a rather slimy species from going extinct. Oregon and Washington State are home to a group of rare species you probably have never heard of, and their name alone might horrify you, or maybe delight you. Here's John Ryan of member station KUOW.
On the lush west coast of Washington State, the Olympic Peninsula is dripping with wildlife, like spawning salmon, bugling elk, jumping slugs. Wait, what? Yes, jumping slugs.
I saw my first jumping slug up on the Olympic Peninsula around 1982.
Bill Leonard is a retired biologist.
I was working doing spotted owl monitoring up there and saw these crazy slugs.
If you've ever pondered slugs, there's a good chance you think of them as slimy pests that can make gardening and exercise in frustration. These little forest slugs are different, and not least because they can jump, sort of.
Yeah, more like somersaulting or something than jumping.
They generally move quite sluggishly, but when they're disturbed, they thrash and flop around like a fish out of water.
It's kind of that corkscrew type coiling and uncoiling that causes them to lunge or tumble.
The slugs don't get big air or anything, but they might fall off the branch or leaf they're on and break free of their own slime trail to throw a hungry predator off the scent.
I mean, these are integral residents of our Northwest forests. They don't occur anywhere else in the world.
There are at least six species of these jumping slugs. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the federal government to force it to protect one species called the Burrington jumping slug. It slides through wet forests from the Oregon coast to Vancouver Island. That's where biologist Christina Ovaska studies a variety of small creatures.
You have to look very carefully, like one leaf at a time, and you can find them on the forest floor.
The Burrington jumping slug is tiny, just half an inch long. It has a multicolored hump like a bedazzled little backpack. Its eyes are on the ends of cute little eye stalks.
So we have tail droppers and jumping slugs, and we have this really cool native species in our forest that most people know very little about.
In England, there's even an Ugly Animal Preservation Society that speaks up for our jumping slugs.
A slug with a hump on its back, and it can jump. Where's its Disney movie?
Snails are the ancestors of slugs. Both are mollusks. As far as scientists have been able to document, more mollusks have gone extinct in modern times than any other type of animal. The few people who study these overlooked creatures think they deserve more respect, especially given all the work they do for us.
They're decomposers, and you know, decomposition is not as sexy as pollination, but it's a super essential ecosystem service.
Michael Lucid is a biologist in Idaho.
You know, imagine a world without decomposers. Imagine the leaf litter that would build up on the forest floor and all of the fuel that would fuel these fires that are already getting bad. And so this species group is really important to humans.
About 20 years ago, the federal government said the Burrington jumping slug depends on old-growth forests. Lucid says it can thrive in younger forests, too. As long as loggers leave microhabitats with shade and woody debris, the slugs can stay cool under. And as long as our changing climate doesn't dry out the wet places the slug calls home.
It definitely is sensitive to warming temperatures.
Noah Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity, the group suing to protect the slug as an endangered species.
The ecosystems that we all depend on and that are made up of species are beginning to unravel across the world. And the Burrington jumping slug might seem like a small species, but it's one of the ones that's caught up in that.
In Idaho, Michael Lucid and his wife named a species of jumping slug they discovered after their young daughter. Now they're hoping to find another new mollusk species to name after her little brother.
Fair is fair.
Lucid says he wants to make sure jumping slugs are still around when his kids are grown up. For Here and Now, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.